This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Gordon Burris joins me live in studio. He is a senior assistant to President Castine at the University of Virginia, and we're honored to have you here. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Coy.
Thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it. Gordon, on Tuesday at the university, on the lawn right near Conk Hall at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and this is June 9th, there will be a special tree planting ceremony hosted by President and Mrs. Castine in honor of Jack Blackburn, the former Dean of Admissions at the university, who served this community and the university for many, many years. And as his best friend, I wanted you to come in here and just share some of your memories, if you could, about Jack. I should say that I knew Jack and have been very close with his son for many, many years. He and his son John and I go way back. And so I sort of followed his story as he struggled with cancer and put up a very valiant fight. But I guess the best place to begin is just your memories of Jack. Do you remember when you met, you first met him?
Well, Coy, I do, and he was Dean of Admissions at that time at Mary Baldwin College. And I was Assistant Dean of Admissions at the University of Virginia, and we were out running the road together, a group called the Roadrunners, all the college admissions officers of the Virginia schools going around doing college nights. So that goes back to the early 70s, and we got to know each other well, and then we were very blessed in that John Castine, after he became Dean of Admissions, offered Jack a job at the University of Virginia to be his assistant. And Jack came over with Betty, and it's been a wonderful, may I say, a wonderful time. And for many years, knowing both of them and continuing to know Betty quite well and spending a lot of time with her. So it's been special. Yeah. And if I get a little emotional about it as I'm talking, you'll understand why.
Absolutely, absolutely. Tell us about Jack, the man, you know, whether it's a personal history, a little bit about his life.
Well, I think that Jack will be, in my mind, maybe one of the university's great ambassadors to ever walk the grounds. He, wherever he went, he represented the University of Virginia. He represented his profession. And he was at the top of his profession. There really wasn't anybody out there as a dean of admissions at an American college or university who was better known than Jack Blackburn. He's an amazingly gracious and thoughtful person who had a deep affection for students, and that's what made him so special. But he walked it, he talked it, and he was the real thing. And everybody who's ever known Jack has just been blessed to do so, and they readily admit that. He's been a special person in many, many people's lives.
We're honored to be talking live in studio with Gordon Burris of the University of Virginia. A special tree planting ceremony at the University of Virginia on Tuesday, June 9th at 2 p.m. in honor of the former Dean of Admissions, Jack Blackburn, and that will be at 2 p.m. on Tuesday, June 9th. And we invite the community and anyone whose life was touched by Jack to come on out and share that time with us. The event will be hosted by President and Mrs. Castine. Gordon, he truly, as you say, he was known in the admissions game in America. Everybody sort of in that business at all the colleges and universities in America. Many of them looked towards Jack for that leadership and to set that example of how do I do this job? Well, look what Jack is doing at Virginia.
Yeah, he was a pathfinder. You know, the great thing about Jack is he had such a commitment to diversity at Mary Baldwin and then at the university, and that commitment was felt worldwide, because when Jack became Dean of Admissions, we had very few international students. And now, as you know, about 25% of our class are minority, of which includes about 12 to 13% international. So it's been a wonderful opportunity for this university under his leadership in the admissions office to not just become international, to open to all minorities, African Americans, Asian Americans, Native Americans. Hey, co-education is a big thing here. We have some 55, 56% women in the entering class. So, you know, this is a special man who really left his mark on this university. And may I also say, he became dean of admissions in 1975. And tragically, he came in behind Jean Rayburn, who had a short period as dean of admissions, about 2 years. She had followed John Castein when he had gone off to become Secretary of Education for the Commonwealth under Chuck Robb. And so in 1985, when Jack became Dean of Admissions, and Jean also died of, in her case, pancreatic cancer, these were tough acts to follow, but he certainly, he walked his own footsteps, and we were not a top 25 university, public university in those days, but under Jack's leadership and the leadership of John Castein, President O'Neill before that, but particularly John and Jack, since they were teammates for many, many years. We are now where we are today, which, as well documented, a top 25 public university, sometimes first, sometimes second, but we wouldn't be there without these two guys. They've been a great team throughout the years.
Absolutely. We're talking with Gordon Burris of the University of Virginia. You can literally walk the grounds then and see the legacy of Jack Blackburn at the university.
Without a doubt, you really can. And what people miss the most is that wonderful smile, that engaging personality, and just as I've said, and I don't mean to be redundant, but I don't know, when you use the word thoughtful, there was nobody more thoughtful than Jack Blackburn.
Gordon Burris, the University of Virginia, is my guest live in studio. Gordon, I sort of see it as a tremendous honor to work and to serve the University of Virginia. And it's for me personally, it's not just a job, and I don't want this to sound maudlin here, but there's a very palpable sense that you have inherited the legacy of Thomas Jefferson, that you are caretakers of that legacy for the future. And I know you get that, and that has given meaning to your life and your service to the university. And I think Jack was a great example of that very idea, that this isn't just a job. We have inherited a real legacy of one of history's greatest men. And it's our responsibility to sort of caretake that into the future.
Coy, no one has served this university in any more significant fashion than Jack Blackburn. And Jack certainly understood the legacy, understood it, practiced it, and it was part of his life 24 hours a day.
So this tree planting ceremony then is Tuesday, June 9th, the day of the big statewide Democratic primary. And it'll be Tuesday on the lawn at the University of Virginia. I know you will be there. President and Mrs. Castein will be hosting this event. And we invite the folks in the community who knew Jack and who support the University of Virginia to join us on the lawn that day at 2 o'clock for this tree planting ceremony in honor of a very special man in the history of the University of Virginia. And I was saying earlier, when this modern period, this history is written, you won't be able to write this history without tremendous attention given to this team you speak of, this Blackburn and Castein, and the folks or the men and women that were close to them that helped shepherd this university into the 21st century.
Well, it's the one thing you learn, and myself having been here 44 years, going on to my 45th year at the University of Virginia, is that you really do learn that it becomes a part of your life, and it's a special time. And I know when Jack and I were training for the 10-miler, all those Saturdays we used to run together, spanning over 9 years, we always would, at some point in time over that 10-mile period, while we were practicing to get ready for the big one, always be talking about the university and its future. And whenever we look at its future, whatever that future might hold, Jack Blackburn will have been one of the master builders of that.
Gordon Burris is a senior assistant to President Castein at Mr. Jefferson's University. We've been honored to have him live in studio. Join us Tuesday, June 9th at 2 o'clock on the lawn at the university, the south end of the lawn near Cock Hall, for a special tree planting ceremony in honor of Jack Blackburn, the former dean of admissions at the university. Gordon, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Coy, very much.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.